Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. And I'm going to read you something today. If you're a senior, if you care about a senior, if you love a senior, if you're going to get older, and if you have assets, you're going to want to listen to, because you're not going to believe what I'm going to read you. Welcome. Good morning to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. What happens to us when we get older? How do we take care of ourselves? How do we pay for care? How do we make decisions in life as mom or dad or our loved ones or our grammy or grampy or whoever it is gets older? Lots to talk about today. Some of it, I have to just take a deep breath and calm down, because some of the stuff I'm going to read to you, you're not going to believe. I believe it, and I've been talking about it here for 25 years, but you're not going to believe it. So anyhow, let's get started. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I got to say all this stuff, folks, because there's a regulate. I say all this stuff at the beginning of every show, because there's a regulation somewhere that says I have to. Because I have to not only tell you who I am, I have to tell you who I'm not. And you think I'm making this stuff up, but you can't imagine how many disclosure regulations there are. Anyhow. Okay, here we go. For those of you that have been listening now for 18 years, you can say it along with me. Hi, my name is Bob Scrivano. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about. Just because you went to law school doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. My opinion only, by the way. And as is everything else we talk about here, is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. None of the advice here is tax advice. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be. I have a California insurance license I've had for 40 years. Doesn't have to do with anything, but I have to tell you that. You can go look that up, but I still have to tell you that. I have a California legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, where my bond is filed, which entitles me to prepare legal documents at your request. I'm a notary. And I know how to reboot a cell phone. Okay, so I think I've included anything in there. If I haven't, just consider it included. You know what I do. You've been listening to me for a long time. We're going to keep doing this as long as I'm able to do it, because I really believe in what I do. You know, last week I had two people come in who lost their homes, who spent everything on care. And they did that because in one case, an attorney told them to do it. In another case, the nursing home told them to do it. In another case, in one of the cases, in addition to the nursing home telling them, Medi-Cal told them. In one case, they spent over $400,000 of mom's money paying for, because they were told they couldn't get help if somebody was in a nursing home. In the other case, the attorney told them to transfer the house to the kids. When the kids went to sell the house after mom died, they found out they had a very large capital gains tax to pay. So that's why you listen to this show. And that's why we talk about what we're going to talk about. A couple ways for you to get a hold of me. One is call me. My office phone is 800-999-8007. Yes, you call that even if you're in Sacramento, where I am, because that's my phone number, 800. That way people in other places, you know, 800-999-8007. What else? You can also go to my webpage, assetsandaging.com. That's ASSETS. And aging, aging.com, assetsandaging.com. When you go there on my homepage, you can sign up for an upcoming workshop. I have workshops every month, sometimes two of them. You can sign up for an appointment. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can ask me a question. There's a place there where you can send me an email and ask me a question. By the way, if there are ever things you want addressed on this show, just send me an email. And if they're in my bailiwick, I will try to address those issues. You can also, on my webpage, you can listen to my weekly podcast, which I do every Wednesday at noon. And you can also go to my webpage, my homepage, and you can listen to archived radio shows. You can listen to my archived podcasts. You can get information on the issues of aging. And to the best of my ability, I will try to tell you what's really happening in the world as I'm going to today. And today I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for what I'm going to say, because I'm going to read an article and some of it you're not going to believe. So again, 800-999-8007. I know it's early in the morning. If you're listening to this live, if you're listening to this on my radio show, on my webpage, then take a little time, wake up, and listen to what I'm going to read to you. I actually read this at my last workshop last week. If you haven't been to one of my workshops, you haven't been to a workshop on this issue, because my workshops are not like anything else you've ever been to. I'm not kidding you. They're not like anything else you've ever been to. You're going to hear stuff you've never heard before. You're going to learn about things you've never learned about before when it comes to long-term care planning, nursing homes, assisted living, board and care, home care. How do we take care of this? Who's going to take care of me, and how am I going to pay for it? This is from an article from, is there a date on this? I printed this out on 7/29, so it's pretty current. I think that's when this was done, was on 7/29. That's when I printed it out. I downloaded it and printed it out. It's from the just a second, folks. I want to attribute it correctly. This is from the Kaiser Health News, a part of the nonpartisan Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation. My uncle owned a Kaiser. I'm old enough to remember Kaisers. It was a car, for those of you that don't know what that was. Before it was a hospital, it was a car. And before that, it was other things, too. It was steel and all kinds. Anyhow, so this is from an article from 7/29, and you can go Google this article and read it, and I'll give you the title of the article. It was written by, who was it written by? Anna Gorman, Kaiser Health News, and Barbara Ostrov, Kaiser Health News. And it's titled, Nursing Home Bills Are Swamping Medicaid. Medicaid and Medi-Cal are the same thing. Now, this was done in California, so the fact that they're talking about it in Medicaid already tells you something about that they don't know a lot about what's going on, but that's okay. So let me read from this article, and I want you to listen. I just want you to absorb this into your brain and into your heart. And I'm going to tell you some stuff you've not heard before, and then at the very end, I'm going to give you a quote that you need to memorize, because it will confirm everything I've been saying for 25 years. I'm reading from the article. Unless I tell you differently when you hear me reading, I'm reading from this article. Donna Nickerson spent her last working years as the Activity and Social Services Director at a Turlock, California nursing home. This lady worked at a nursing home, and I'm not picking on her. This is just, it's everything I've been talking about for 25 years, summed up in one article. But when she developed Alzheimer's disease and needed that kind of care herself, she and her husband couldn't afford it. A bed at a nearby home cost several thousand dollars a month. Several thousand? Try 8 to 10. Several thousand sounds like it's like a vacation. 8 to 10 thousand a month for years and years is a lot of money. I'm not a wealthy man, said her husband, a retired California State University professor. There's no way I could pay for that. Now, I happen to know what retired university professors make, and plus Social Security, plus her pension from working all those years. And they're saying they can't afford this. Now, my other question is, how can you work for, and it never gets asked in the article, it never gets pointed out. And I've been saying this, I've been screaming this at people for so many years. Nobody thinks this is going to happen to them. Here's a person who worked at a nursing home. There's only a couple nursing homes in Turlock, folks. Worked in a nursing home for years and yet never believed it would happen to them. Now, never mind. I hope you understand the point I'm trying to make. I am not trying to ridicule anyone or make fun of anyone, but it just proves my point that nobody thinks it's going to happen to them until it happens to them. Yesterday in my office, I had a daughter who's having to fly up from Southern California to take care of her mom, take her to the doctor, because mom all of a sudden has gone a little over the hill. And all of a sudden, from 500 miles away, she's having to try to take care of her mom and make decisions for her mom. And she said the same thing to me yesterday when she came in that every other human being has ever said to me, I never thought I would have to deal with this. And here's a person who was an activity and social services director at a nursing home and did not believe this could happen. I'm going to continue to read. If you're not getting my point, you're not paying attention. Experts estimate that about half, listen to this, please. Experts estimate that about half of all people turning 65 today will need daily help as they age. Not some help, daily help as they age. Half of all people over 65 will need some form of long-term care. I continue reading, either at home or in a nursing home. Such long-term care will cost on average about $91,000 for men. Now listen to this, and double that for women because they live longer. So the average woman after 65 is going to spend on average of $200,000 paying for care. Let that sink in for a minute. And yet, nobody's prepared for it because nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to think that it's going to happen to them. Here's somebody that worked in a nursing home, surrounded over the years by thousands of people that she witnessed in nursing homes, none of whom ever thought they would be there, and she never did anything. And it's not her fault, folks. It's because we have this mentality that somehow we're going to escape it. But you all know somebody who needs long-term care. Every single person listening to me today knows somebody that's either been in a nursing home or today needs some form of care. Whether it's at home or in a facility, everybody knows somebody. But it's not going to happen to you. You're going to escape it. You're special. It's not going to happen to your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister or whoever it is. I continue reading. And here's where I start to lose my cool a little bit. And this I'm reading from the article again called Nursing Home Bills Are Swamping Medicaid. By the way, this whole article is an attempt to blame seniors for the cost of Medi-Cal and Medicaid. That's what this is all about. You'll understand why when I read something to you in a little bit. And no, I'm not going to read it to you now. I'm going to keep you hanging. In California, I'm reading, and across the U.S., many residents can't afford that. So they turn, what's that? The cost of long-term care. So they turn to Medicaid, which is Medi-Cal, the nation's public health insurance program for low-income people. It is not for low-income people. Most of the Medi-Cal rules come out of the 1988 Medicare Catastrophic Coverage Act. Remember, in 1988, nursing homes were $1,500 a month, and they were considered a catastrophe if you went in one. So in 1988, it was a catastrophe if you went into a nursing home. Hence the name of the bill, the Medicare Catastrophic Coverage Act of 1988. As a result, Medicaid, Medi-Cal, again, they should be, this is a, anyhow. As a result, Medicaid has become the safety net for millions of people who find themselves unable to pay for nursing home beds or in-home caregivers. This includes, listen to this, middle-class Americans. Wait a minute ago they said it was only for the poor. This includes middle-class Americans who often must spend down or transfer their assets to qualify for Medicaid coverage. They must. They're not. They're allowed to, folks. Medicaid, known as Medi-Cal in California, I'm reading from the article. Listen to this. Was never intended to cover long-term care for everyone. Go read the Medicare Catastrophic Coverage Act of 1988. Yes, it was. It was exactly designed for the middle class because it was considered a catastrophe in 1988 if you had to pay $2,000 to go to a nursing home. Somebody needs to do their homework here. Was never intended to cover long-term, I'm reading. Now it pays for nearly 40% of the nation's long-term care expenses, and the share is growing. They make it sound like it's paying 40% of the Medicare bill, and it's not. Because Medi-Cal also pays for some assisted living. It pays for people over 65 who can't afford Medicare supplement policies called dual eligibles, and it pays for some in-home care. In other words, it does what it's supposed to do under the Medicare Catastrophic Coverage Act of 1988, when this was originally developed, was take care of middle-class people who needed long-term care in some form. I'm reading again. As baby boomers age, federal Medicaid spending on long-term care is widely expected to rise by nearly 50% by 2026. Well, that's okay. These are only people who've paid into taxes for into the system for 50 years. They were told that this benefit was available to them, and now these greedy seniors are taking what they were entitled to in the first place. I'm going to continue reading. Listen, the pressure, now understand, the purpose of this article is to blame seniors, you'll see that in a little bit, is to blame seniors for the costs of Medi-Cal. Now, in California, Medi-Cal has gone from 8 million people to 13 to 15 million people in the last 4 years, and it's not because of seniors. All the people, most of the people you read about in California that are now covered by health care, they're covered by Medi-Cal, what's called general, euphemistically called general Medi-Cal, which is the kind of Medi-Cal that pays for anybody regardless of age, including children, to help pay for their doctor, their hospital, their meds, their, you know, their x-rays, all that kind of stuff. There's only 110,000 people in nursing homes on any given day in California, and only 70% of them are on Medi-Cal. But yet there's 13 to 14 million people on Medi-Cal in California. So you tell me where the cost is coming from. It's not the expansion. In fact, the number of people in nursing homes on Medi-Cal has actually gone down. Yet the Medi-Cal rolls have expanded from 8 million to 13 to 15 million in the last 4 to 5 to 6 years. And it's not because of seniors. But the article would have you believe that seniors are the ones that are breaking the bank. Don't worry, I'm going to get to where I want to go. Keep listening. I continue reading. Medicare bears an incredible financial challenge if substantial changes aren't made, said Bruce Chernoff, president and CEO of the SCAN Foundation. I don't even want to get into who they are. State Medicaid directors are closely watching as long-term care spending takes up larger shares of their budget and squeezes out other programs, said Matt Salo, executive director of the National Association of Medicaid Directors. I told you, these greedy seniors who are getting on Medi-Cal at nursing homes are going to break our budgets, and they're costing us to not be able to have other Medi-Cal programs. And you go figure out where the other Medi-Cal programs are going. I continue reading. There isn't a day that goes by they are not thinking about long-term care, Salo said. It makes up a huge portion of the entire budget, and it's growing. It is absolutely not sustainable. Yet the state of California last year, I'm not reading anymore. I've talked about this. This year passed legislation that will cost the budget $60 million that it currently takes in regard to Medi-Cal, so that one group of people could be hammered at the expense of another group of people who now can get benefits without, never mind. I just need to, you need to follow the money, folks. You need to understand why this article is so important in the context of what I do and what I've observed for 25 years. I keep reading. In the meantime, people who need long-term care are depleting their savings or transferring their assets to others so they can qualify for Medicaid. Long-term care insurance rates are rising, and many seniors find they can no longer afford policies they purchased long ago. In California, I'm reading, seniors typically can qualify for Medi-Cal if their yearly incomes are under $16,395. That's a different form of Medi-Cal, folks. That's the Medi-Cal that's gone from 8 million people to 14 million people. To get long-term care through Medi-Cal, I'm reading, they also must show a need for assistance with certain activities of daily living, such as dressing or bathing. Incomes can be higher if seniors can demonstrate medical need and have spent much of their savings, and some exceptions for homes and other assets. Half of that is not true. They don't have to prove anything. All it has to do is be medically necessary. You look in a nursing home, folks, people aren't there because they want to be. They're there because it's medically necessary. It is medical care to which they are entitled. And this makes it sound like they're stealing something to which they're not entitled. I got to keep reading because I want to get to the pull quote here. About 21% of the state's over 65 population is enrolled in Medi-Cal. Now stop and think about that for a minute. It was designed for that. It's health care. And 21% includes about 20 different programs. It's not people in nursing homes. 21% of the people over 65 in California are not, their nursing home bill is not being paid for by Medi-Cal. But that's what the article would have you believe. And it's simply not true. According to the State Department of Healthcare Services, Medi-Cal paid for long-term care for an estimated 716,000 people who are aged, blind, or disabled. That also, listen to that, also includes the aged, the blind, the disabled, people who are on Medi-Cal because they can't afford a Medicare supplement because they're low income. There's about 800,000 Medi-Medis in California. We're not, but they're trying to make it sound like all of these people are in nursing homes and are living off the trough. Take a deep breath, Bob. In 2014, I'm reading from the article, nearly a quarter of Medi-Cal's dollars went to pay for long-term care, about $14.7 billion, according to the California Health Care Foundation. Now, understand, the Medi-Cal budget is about $55 billion. $14 million of it went to pay for the disabled, the elderly, the blind, the people in nursing homes, people who needed home care. $14 billion. Out of $55 billion, we spend more money on Medi-Cal in California than we spend on K-12 education. So again, and I'm not going to have time to get to the pull quote, so you're going to have to listen during the next half hour because I want to sum up here and then I got to get ready to take a little break. But when we come back, I'm going to read you something that I hope just sets you off and causes you to take action, because everything I'm reading, if all you're doing is reading it and getting incensed a little and getting a little agitated, and at the end of the day you take no action, then it's all for naught. In just a second, I'm going to take a little break. During that break, go to my website, cruise around, get some information, assetsandaging.com. Write down my phone number, 800-999-8007. You're going to want to stick around and listen to the second half hour, at least the first 10 minutes of the second half hour, and then I have another subject I want to go to. This is important stuff, folks. It's important because it's plain to anyone who's been doing this for a long time that this is really an attack on the elderly, and it has been for a long time. The only people who suffer Medi-Cal estate recovery are the aged, blind, and disabled, are the elderly in nursing homes. So we're going to take a little break here in a minute. During the break, call my number, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Call up, leave me a message, get in to see me, get to one of my workshops. The appointment, my consultations are free. But when I read the quote to you from the Medi-Cal director in a little bit, hopefully that will tie everything together for you. We'll be back here in just a few seconds, right here on Assets and Aging. Don't go away. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. I'll be back in just a second. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I want to continue with this article. For those of you that are just getting in on this, go listen to the first half hour. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can listen to the entire show right there on my archived radio shows and podcasts. You can also go to my website and sign up for an appointment, sign up for an upcoming workshop, get information. But this is important stuff. I've been reading from an article done, I believe, on 729, and it's in the Kaiser Health News. Let's see, Lynn, it's in the Kaiser Health News, and it's written by Anna Gorman and Barbara Ostrov of Kaiser Health News. It's the title of the article, you should Google it and read it, is Nursing Home Bills Are Swamping Medicaid, Medi-Cal in California. And for a page and a half, we've looked at them blaming seniors for the cost of Medi-Cal. And as I just said, all Medi-Cal for seniors, all Medi-Cal for seniors, including IHSS, in-home support services, personal care services provider, a nursing home Medi-Cal, assisted living waiver program Medi-Cal, general Medi-Cal to help people who are low income who can't afford a Medicare supplement, all of that cost about $14 billion. About $14 billion last year, out of a budget of $55 billion. Now, you figure out where most of the money being spent on Medi-Cal is going. Do some research. Figure it out for yourself. Pardon me, it ain't seniors. But here's the attempt to blame them. Recent changes in the recovery law have focused just on punishing seniors. And I'm going to get to the good quote here in a minute. So this all started with someone who worked in a nursing home for years, winding up needing one because of Alzheimer's and being completely unprepared for it. And again, in context, I don't have time to go back through it all again. But if you didn't get a chance to listen to the first half hour, go back to my website when we're done here and listen to it. A little drink of water here. Now, pardon me. Now, Mr. Nickerson, the husband of the lady in the nursing home, says he pays about $1,700 a month from her Social Security, and Medi-Cal picks up the rest of the tab. His wife, now 84, is getting the care she needs, and he can't imagine having her anywhere else. It's absolutely the best place for her. She needs help 24 hours a day. One of the biggest mistakes people make, folks, by the way, is trying to keep people home alone at home too long. It doesn't always end well. I know that's where we always want to be, but it's not always the best place to be. And now I continue reading. If more middle-class Californians... Notice earlier in the article they said Medi-Cal is only for the poor, for the indigent. And now it says, if more middle-class Californians, like these people, seek help from Medi-Cal, however, the program could be overwhelmed and unable to pay to help the people who need it most, said Joanne Handy, CEO of Leading Age California. I don't even want to tell you who that is. an advocacy group that represents nonprofit nursing homes. And then you're not going to guess which nursing home they pick on in this article. I'm going to tell you in a minute. The pressure on the state Medicaid budget, she said, not only here in California, but across the country, is just going up and up and up. If you put on top of that more and more what we call middle-income Californians spending down and then going on Medi-Cal, we don't want them to actually take advantage of it. That's my own comment. I'm going to keep reading here. It's just a crazy policy. SALO, the National Association of Medicaid Directors, said people shouldn't have to impoverish themselves to get financial help paying for long-term care, but states cannot afford to cover the care for everyone who needs it. Wait a minute. I just said that in California, they spend $14 billion out of a $55 billion budget taking care of old people who paid taxes for 50 years. Where's the other $41 billion going? Let's get the numbers straight. $14 billion is taking care of the aged, blind, and disabled. $14 billion out of over a $55 billion budget. That means $41 billion is going somewhere else. Where's the budget buster here? Let that sink in for a minute, folks. If you don't get where this article is going, you're not paying attention. It's always about follow the money and follow the politics and who's being advantaged and who's being disadvantaged here. And this is an open attack on seniors. I continue reading. States are hoping that contracting with managed care, forget that. California recoups some of what it spends on nursing homes and other services by collecting what is owed from people's assets. Now here's the quote. Here's the quote. This is where I've been trying to get to. So they just got through, they didn't call it recovery. They didn't talk about going back and stealing stuff out of people's estates after they were dead. Let me read the quote again to you for the comment in here. California recoups some of what it spends on nursing homes and other services by collecting what is owed from people's estates. It used to be that anyone on Medi-Cal over 55 was subject to recovery. Now it's only old people in nursing homes. Why was that changed at a cost of $60 million? Wait a minute. We were just told there's a budget crisis. But now, due to a bill passed, go look at who passed it, who it benefits, $60 million was added to the state budget deficit because now the only people we're targeting for recovery are seniors. Now here's the quote. I want you to listen to this quote. I'm reading the quote exactly as it's reported. I'm going to assume these reporters got the quote correct. Remember, right before this, they said, I'm going to read the paragraph, the sentence before. California recoups some of what it spends on nursing homes and other services by collecting what it owed from people's estates. Now, here's the quote. We can't do both. Serve as a payer of last resort and let people keep their assets, said Jennifer Kent, head of the California State Department of Healthcare Services. Let me read it to you again. We can't do both. Serve as a payer of last resort and let people keep their assets. Whose assets? Let people keep their assets, said Jennifer Kent, head of the state's Department of Healthcare Services. I just want you to let that sink in for a minute. Now remember, only $14 billion of a $55 billion budget goes to help the aged, blind, and disabled. How terrible that we're helping the aged, blind, and disabled. There used to be equal opportunity recovery. Anyone on Medi-Cal over 55 was subject, or basically anyone, was subject to recovery. As a result of a bill passed in the middle of the night this year, if you don't believe me, go do some research. A bill passed in the middle of the night and signed by the governor, the state of California gave up $60 million so that now the only people subject to recovery are old people in nursing homes, yet there's a budget crisis And the head of the Department of Healthcare Services of Medi-Cal says the following. I'm going to quote it again until you have memorized it. We can't do both. Serve as a payer of last resort and let people keep their assets, said Jennifer Kent, head of the state's Department of Healthcare Services. I'm going to continue reading. The state has been holding informational hearings in Sacramento this year to brainstorm about other ways to grapple with long-term care costs in California. It all falls to Medicaid, and that's problematic, said Senator Carol Liu, Democrat La Cañada Flint Ridge, who voted for the bill that cost the state $60 million in revenue, so that some people don't have to pay for recovery, aren't subject to recovery, that it's only old people in nursing homes. Wait a minute. Okay. Now this is where I have to get really careful. Go do the math yourself. Go do the math yourself. Go find out why this is all happening. Go figure out who's being advantaged and who's being disadvantaged. But if you anymore don't believe me that seniors are a target, then I'm going to read you the quote one more time. In this article, published on 7/29 in the Kaiser Health News, called Nursing Home Bills Are Swamping Medicaid, Medi-Cal, I'm going to read you the quote again. We can't do both, serve as a payer of last resort, and let people keep their assets, said Jennifer Kent, head of the state's Department of Healthcare Services. And then a state senator named Carol Liu, Democrat, La Cañada, and Flint Ridge, quoted in the same article, who said, you know, old people are just such a burden. Long-term care is such a burden on Medi-Cal. How much of the Medi-Cal budget went to the aged, blind, and disabled? $14 billion. What's the total Medi-Cal budget? $55 billion. So who's spending the other $41 billion? And then I'm not even going to read the next part because it'll get me in trouble. But they then talk about a nursing home in the San Fernando Valley, and when you read the article, notice who they pick on. I'm not going to read it to you because I'll make a comment that I shouldn't make. Go read the article and look at who they quote and who they pick on from this nursing home in the San Fernando Valley, which is a nonprofit. Well, my point is the same point I've been making for 18 years here on the radio and the 25 to 30 years I've been doing this. If you don't believe that there are lots of people. I've got another companion article here entitled Why Long-Term Care Insurance is Becoming a Tougher Call, How More and More Seniors Are Not Able to Get Long-Term Care Insurance. There's a reason why. I don't have time to go into it today, but let me tell you what, a lot of it has to do with regulation. And so one of the things that the government wants everybody to do is buy long-term care insurance they have made almost impossible to buy. And at the same time, attacking seniors who are in nursing homes. I read this the other day at my workshop, and the people in my audience, this may become a... I may start... making sure everybody gets a link to this. And you can go read it for yourself. And you need to read it carefully. And you need to follow the money. And you need to follow the logic. And then you need to give me a call. Because if all of this angers you, but it doesn't drive you to action, then it's for naught. If you don't want to become a victim, then start soon. And believe what the director of Medi-Cal says when she says, we can't let them keep their assets. T-H-E-I-R. Wait a minute, they're your assets. We can't let them keep their assets. We can't let them keep their assets. Just keep letting that sink into your head. I didn't say that. The director of Medi-Cal said that. And she's talking about seniors. 800-999-8007 or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Get to a workshop. Get in to see me. Or become a victim. Just become another statistic at the state. Have your estate become the subject of another lawsuit where the state is suing to recover from your children or your family after you spend time in a nursing home. I don't care. I do care. That's why I do this radio show. But I can't make you do what you don't want to do. If you don't believe the article, if you don't believe what I just read, go read it for yourself. 800-999-8007. I hope it motivates you to action. I hope it motivates you to taking the steps necessary to begin to protect what you've worked a lifetime for. I want to go to my second subject for the day, and this is equally important, not as emotional, pretty emotional, but and that is, as we're dealing with loved ones. Oh, by the way, really quickly, when you get a chance, the IRS, the current administration, have targeted small business, and they're taking away a business deduction that will now double the number of businesses subject to federal estate tax in the United States. And the rules will go into effect by the end of the year. The article in the Wall Street Journal is U.S. targets tactic to avoid estate tax, and it's all directed at small business owners. So I don't have time to go into it, but you should pay attention to it. Maybe in a future a radio broadcast I can talk about it or on one of my podcasts. But it's from Wednesday, 8/3's Wall Street Journal. It's on what page is this on? A3. Go read it if you're a business owner. Okay, let's go back to long-term care. I have so much stuff every week, folks. You should see the desk in front of me where I'm doing this radio show from. It's just, I don't even know where to begin sometimes. It's why you should sign up for my newsletter. You should get to my workshops. You should get in to see me. Anyhow, let's talk about who's the responsible adult. Who's the responsible adult? I don't understand, Bob. What are you talking about? Well, I'm going to explain, Lucy. By the way, for those of you who are younger and never got to watch I Love Lucy, go back and watch it. It was truly funny. It was truly revolutionary. It was really good. That's why it was loved by everybody. But anyhow, and then you'll understand where the, let me explain it to you, Lucy, comes from. So let's talk about who's the responsible adult. So mom is getting a little older, dad's getting a little older, mom's becoming more frail, dad's becoming more frail, and there's three kids. So mom, or let's pick on dad, I like picking on dad. By the way, most long-term care is women, but I'm going to pick on dad. And dad is starting to lose it a little bit. Can't remember how to tie his shoes too well anymore. Does okay, but you know. And everybody is deferring to who? Everybody in the family is hovering around who? They're hovering around dad. And they haven't yet identified who the responsible adult now is in the family, because the responsible adult was always mom or dad. They took care of themselves. They raised us. They made decisions for us. They did all the things that, you know, they're mom and dad. But as they get older, we have to reprogram those relationships a little bit sometimes. Because dad may not be, or mom, I'm using dad in my example, dad may not be the responsible adult anymore. And it may not be mom. Wait a minute, Bob. Why wouldn't it be mom? Why wouldn't it be his spouse? Because she may be so tired and so stressed out in trying to take care of him that she's not making responsible decisions. Not because she can't, but because she can't. It's just so stressful that she doesn't sleep, she doesn't eat well, she doesn't think clearly because of the stress. If you haven't ever taken care of someone with dementia, folks, 24 hours a day, you cannot imagine how hard it is. I see people every week who love their spouse or parent or whoever it is, and who will look me straight in the eye and say, I never, ever thought it would be this hard. I never, ever thought it would be this hard. I never, ever thought it would be this hard. I have people every week who tell me that. And if you haven't done it, and if you're doing it now, you understand what I'm talking about. You can't imagine how hard it is. So we still haven't identified the responsible adult. It's probably, it may be, it could be one of the kids. And everybody in this family needs to identify who is the responsible adult. I cannot tell you how many times I sit around a table in my office or in someone's home, and mom and dad are there, and the two kids are there, and dad has dementia, and everybody's saying, well, daddy, what do you think? Dad, what do you think? Dad, what do you think we should do? Honey, what do you think we should do? And dad has dementia. I can't tell you how many times I've sat in a nursing home talking to families, and they're all talking to mom or dad who's in the bed going, daddy, what do you, or mommy, what do you think we should do? Sometimes we have to reprioritize the family dynamic, and we have to determine who's the responsible adult here. Who's the one that has to make the hard decisions? When I had to put my dad in a nursing home years and years and years ago, it wasn't my dad that was the responsible adult. It wasn't even my mom, because my mom had a stroke taking care of him. It was my brother and I. It wasn't our mom or our dad. They couldn't make the decision. So in your family, as you look at what's going on, if you're dealing with a failing loved one or someone who's becoming more frail or whatever, who's the responsible adult? I don't know. I don't know in your family. I know that you need to know. And everybody in the family needs to get on board with that person and now help them. And we have to all acknowledge the 900-pound gorilla in the room, which is guilt, because none of this was supposed to happen. We also have to get past our perceived family slights. Well, you know, my sister got a better Christmas present than I did one year. If you don't think that happens, folks, hang around for a while. Yes, it does. So we have to get past all of that. We have to do the things that we have to do. We have to make sure that we're, you know, everybody's on the same page. But we sometimes have to determine who's the responsible adult. And then everyone needs to begin to support that person. And the responsible adult isn't always the oldest son or the oldest child. The responsible adult may be a grandchild. The responsible adult may be dad's brother. We have to identify who's the one that's going to be able to deal with all of this and make the hard decisions, really, really hard decisions, that are going to need to be made. Who's willing to step up, in my example, to mom and say, Mom, we have to guard your health. We know you love daddy. We love daddy. But we have to guard your health because we're all watching you deteriorate taking care of him, and you're now endangering your health. In one-third of the cases, the well spouse dies first. How does anybody benefit from that? So as you begin to look at your family and you begin to look at your situation, who's the responsible adult? I encourage families when they come in to see me to bring that person with them. Often it's a child, sometimes it's a spouse, but often it's a child, so that the children are involved in what's going on at home. Yes, you're going to have to interfere. Parents, you're going to have to let your children know what's going on at home. You can't lie to them anymore about daddy's doing fine when everybody knows he's not. So identify in your family who the responsible adult is, and then make sure you've given them the authority in the documents you have and in the other things you have to do the things that need to be done. Because the issues of frailty are vastly different than the issues of dying. So simply because you have a will or trust that avoids probate and makes sure everything goes to my kids when I'm dead, it's a completely different issue with what can they do if I'm not dead. So make sure you've identified the responsible adult in your situation, and then make sure you've given that responsible adult the authority to do what they need to do to protect what you've worked a lifetime for, so that you don't have to be a victim. As I talked about in the first hour, the first 40 minutes of this show, half hour, 40 minutes of this show. Give me a call today, 800-999-8007. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Sign up for a workshop. Get in to see me. The appointment is free, but do it today. Take action today. Don't wait until it's too late. For Assets and Aging, this is Bob Scrivano. I'll see you next week or at one of my workshops. I hope you have a great day and a great week. Talk to you later. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.